soothes me. I remember my hometown, and this new one's a letdown. When I think of how I used to be, I used to be kind. The
listening to Steel City Music.
Calling for
Revolver.
Thank you.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you.
Help them? Will it redeem them? Will it save them? Will it fight that battle for them? You know, it's just a song.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
One small we'll be right back.
101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, welcome to Steel City Music. Your friend Gunner here. Joining me right now is a guy that I needlessly get mad at over the last 20 years, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I spark that in people. I'm proud of people.
Hamiltonian and a good buddy and a great musician, Chris Bell. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, I always enjoyed having you come up to the old radio station C101.5. The Hawk, and whenever we've had our discussions about music, and you know, the radio station back in the day, always a strong supporter of your music, because we always had our friends talking about Chore, and then when you went solo, we had people talking about your solo music and Alive and Living. Mm-hmm. And it's just really funny that that you went on to become a lot of music stuff as far as behind the scenes, doing sound and tour managing for Wintersleep and other bands coming out of Hamilton and stuff. But I get the biggest kick when you release music, because it's, to me and others, it's kind of like, well, when's Chris going to put something out?
Yeah, it's funny because I have slowly developed this collection of things at home where I can now, you know, back in the day, and when I say back in the day, I mean like when I made my last solo record, which was in like the year 2000 or 2001, I think.
Oh, God.
I didn't have any home record. There was a home recording gear, was like a cassette 4-track, you know.
Right.
Like now I've sort of, over the course of being a sound man and working for different sound situations and having, you know, being in different bands, I've collected sort of stuff that has allowed me to start seriously recording, you know, stuff at home. And so now it's like, as I write, I can immediately start recording, and it kind of turns into a bit of a wormhole, because I'll start working on a tune and then I'll start recording something to do with it, and then it just explodes into this, like, it's going to take me a week and blah blah blah. And this particular record, not to give you the entire story in one,
well, it's
one
fine question, give us the entire but, story
but this record basically was like song for song for song. It wasn't like I'm going to sit down and write a bunch of songs as a group of songs. What I would do, I basically wrote all these songs individually at different times, recorded them all at different times and in different configurations, all here in my house, but not, you know, I didn't set up the drums and then like, okay, I'm going to bang off 12 drum tracks, you know,
right.
Like I'm going to do this song and then I'm going to take all the drum mics off and I'm going to put them on guitar amps. And,
right.
You know, so it was each song was a very individual kind of experience, which is very different than any other record I've ever made before. And I've honestly been sitting on this for at least a year. You know, and I thought, well, you know what, now's a good time because there's no pressure to do gigs. You know,
right.
Like, and people are on the internet, they're looking for things to do and new stuff, and I thought, you know what, like, maybe I should just get this, you know, call this done and get it out there and just let people have it and do whatever they want with it.
It's actually a good way of looking at that. I've talked to some other people on the show and over the years, and some people, they just, they'll write a song and then they'll say, you know what, I can do that better. And then they redo it. And then they redo it again, and they have like four or five versions of the same song. That's not something that's ever affected you when you were writing, has it, and recording?
Yeah, it depends. There's definitely not a lot, but there's definitely been situations where, like, even with some of these songs on this particular record, you know, where I'll build it up into this like orchestral of instruments. You know, I'll turn it into like it'll start off with just a guitar and a voice, and then I'll put add all these things and take it to a place that it was never meant to be, and then I'll strip it all back down again. And then I'll find a happy medium somewhere,
yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, I don't need all the orchestrated crap on it. It just needs to, you need to hear the singing. You know, the important parts are these. And if you do too much, it totally takes away from it. And I have completely redone songs before, because sometimes if I'm really excited about an idea, I'll be so afraid of losing it that I'll record it really fast just so I have it
sure.
documented,
sure.
Almost like